Blackstone presents The Falling, a Brightest Stars novel by Anna Todd. This book is read by Lauren Ezzo. Maybe I made a mistake yesterday, but yesterday's me is still me. I am who I am today, with all my faults. Tomorrow I might be a tiny bit wiser, and that's me too. These faults and mistakes are what I am, making up the brightest stars in the constellation of my life. I have come to love myself for who I was, who I am, and who I hope to become. Kim Namjoon. Chapter 1. Karina. The wind whips around the coffee shop each time the old wooden door creaks open. It's unusually cold for September, and I'm pretty sure it's some kind of punishment from the universe for agreeing to meet up with him. Today, of all days. What was I thinking? I barely had time to put makeup on the swollen pockets under my eyes. I held two freezing ice cubes to my face and moved around my kitchen while they dripped down my cheeks, melting quickly. It was humid in my house, and the smell of cool Georgia rain filled the whole place, not that it took much. And this outfit I'm wearing? A simple fall ensemble that took me an hour of digging around my drawers in my closet, with a mini fashion show in front of my bedroom mirror, to decide on the same thing I usually wore to anything formal. An all-black outfit, pants with a crease that looked very grown up and like I tried, even though I felt like wearing sweatpants. To go with them, I put on a thick black turtleneck and only discovered an annoying drop of toothpaste on it as I turned the speck into a big spot, rubbing it with water and a paper towel while driving. After so much effort, I look like shit. Complete shit. Sitting here, my head aches, but I'm not sure I have any ibuprofen in my purse. I'm thinking that it was smart of me to choose the table closest to the door of the coffee shop, in case I need to get away quickly. Or if he needs to. This little place in the middle of Edgewood? Another good choice. It's neutral and not the least bit intimate. I've been here only a few times, but it's my favorite coffee house in Atlanta. The seating is pretty limited, just about 10 tables, so I guess they want to encourage a quick turnaround. There are a couple of Instagram-worthy features, like the succulent wall and that clean black and white tile behind the baristas, but overall, it's quite austere. Harsh gray and concrete everywhere. The whistle of an espresso machine. Loud blenders mixing kale and whatever fruit is trendy.
There is a single
sample complete. Ready to continue?